You know, I think that, and I haven't looked at it real close, but I feel like his productivity has been better the last 3 to 4 weeks. I feel like he's come on in terms of making plays and doing some very good things, and he's been probably healthier the last month than he's been during the course of the season. So I'm seeing a little bit of that specifically. That's what I'm sensing, and I'm feeling that in practice as well. It's tough to game plan a player like that. He's a dominant player, and we're going to have to move coverage around and do things up front to try to speed up the tempo and in terms of getting rid of the football before he can get down the field. But he's going to be a problem with any team, and certainly we're going to have our hands full with him. They move him around. I mean, he lines up all over the field. We see that he lines up in a wide receiver position. He lines up in there tight. He's very good at double moves. When they see a man-to-man matchup, they're going to try to take advantage of it because there's such a size differential with most of the players that he's up against. And they just work him vertically up the field and throw the ball up in the middle of the field and let him make a play even when it's into coverage. Well, first of all, we're not in the business, as you said, of making excuses for injuries. We can't. But certainly we've had guys working in and out. You know, it started differently this year with Lance and Shea and DJ, and Shea was out for quite some time, with his hand. He's back. DJ's obviously out of the mix right now, and John's working at that position, and then we've got Christian Jones, who's really came out of the free agent market, and rookie free agent, comes in, has continued to progress and getting more reps and more playing time. So it's part of the developmental process of our football team right now. We're trying to develop players and play at a high level at the same time.